This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as today we continue our study of the question, have you been baptized into Christ? Last time we noted that salvation is in Christ, 2 Timothy 2, verse 10. It is therefore clear that so long as one is out of Christ, he is not a Christian. He has not been saved. We also note that everyone is either a child of God or a child of the devil. Only children of God are those who have been baptized into Christ, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. We also raised the question last time, have you been baptized into Christ? And asked the further question, can you know whether or not you have been baptized into Christ? And we suggested that since you can know that God is, that the Bible is His Word, that God doesn't lie, and that the Bible plainly gives the answer as to how to find out whether you've been baptized into Christ, or what one must do to do that is to obey the one baptism, then certainly it's the case that one can be baptized into Christ. And so we suggest that there are at least these matters involved in knowing that you have been baptized into Christ. Number one, you must be involved in the right element. That right element is water. Now note carefully that the word baptism means immersion. It has actually been transliterated in our English versions, not translated. When you translate a word, you give the meaning of that word in another language. When you transliterate it, you simply write that word in the letters of another language. The Greek word, from which, of course, we have our English versions, the New Testament was originally written in the Greek language, is baptizo. And rather than translating that word as dip, plunge, or immerse, the translators in English have, by and large, simply transliterated it into baptize. There are some versions, for instance, the Living Oracles and the American Bible Version Union, in which we have the expression actually, or the word actually translated as immerse. He that believeth and is immersed shall be saved, as it gives in Mark 16, verse 16. And so there must be the right element in which this immersion is to take place. Now, as we consider the matter of the right element, water, we note that there have been a number of baptisms. There is mentioned in the Bible the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is the baptism of suffering of Jesus, there is the baptism of fire. But none of these are the one baptism which is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. It is not the baptism that is in the name of Jesus Christ, as we read in Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48, where the Apostle Peter said to those at the household of Cornelius, "Can any man forbid the water, that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So you see, when one is commanded by an apostle to be baptized in the name of Christ, that is, by the authority of Christ or according to the teachings of the gospel, that person demands water as the element in which that immersion is to take place. And so we note these relevant facts, that baptism is commanded, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, that men are the administrators of it, Matthew 28, 18 to 20, and that it is to last until the end of the world, Matthew 28 and 20. Now this simply means that the one baptism which began on the day of Pentecost, baptism in the name of Christ, its element is water. Acts chapter 8, verses 36 to 39, when Philip was riding along in the chariot and preaching Jesus to the man of Ethiopia, who had invited him up into the chariot to study with him as he was reading from the prophet Isaiah, and as he preached to him Jesus. Now notice carefully that all that Philip preached to him was Jesus. And as they went along the way with Philip preaching Jesus to him, as they came to a certain water, suddenly the man of Ethiopia cried out, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" You see, in listening to the message called Jesus preached, he realized that baptism is necessary. He realized that he ought to be baptized, and he realized that baptism is done in water. Therefore, he asks, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Be back tomorrow as we continue our study, Have You Been Baptized into Christ?